2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Dota into DFS pros.
Welcome back to the DFS Army VIP Killshot MMA Podcast. I am your host, the Daily Fantasy Sniper. New voice to start the podcast as the Fantasy Football Geek. Our fearless leader is off doing NFL, and you know he's got his full force behind that. So I'm going to step in and take the lead, at least in terms of recording and hosting these podcasts. First part of this podcast is for UFC 228. It's going to be free to the public. You guys are probably listening right now. The VIP members will listen to the second part of this podcast, which is the undercard, really where, personally, I think a lot of the money is to be made. Everyone, even casual, seem to have a decent idea what's going on in these main card fights, but we'll cover them throughout some strategies and then break it down further on the undercard for the VIPs. If you're not a VIP, make sure you sign up, especially right before football season. Use my code. I'll throw it out there. Hopefully, you know, Kevin doesn't get too mad at me. Code Sniper for 10% off. All kinds of great content. NFL, MLB is still going on. NBA is not far behind. Daily Fantasy, the Beat the Bookie guys. It's a separate membership, but those guys are killing it. So a lot of exciting stuff going on. Make sure and check all of that out. And being that I'm hosting the podcast now, we need a new lead MMA guy, and that brings us to, if you haven't heard the news already, it is Kyle Big Marley. Kyle, how you doing? You know, we were just talking pre-recording that, you know, we've run in a lot of the same circles, but I don't think we've ever actually done a podcast before, so it's nice to officially meet you on the air here.
Yeah, man, good to be on here and talk to you guys. I am pumped for this weekend, football and fights. It's like Christmas for me, so I'm super pumped. I got all my MMA articles posted. I got my NFL write-up posted today, so I am ready to go and make some money, and I'm looking forward to talking some fights with you guys.
Yeah, should be fun. You know, I'm going to. We also on the line, we have Eric, the MMA nerd, the cash game assassin, as Geek calls him. I'm going to hold off on the intro of him for a second because I think he is running
away. I'm here, so I'll just give a quick shout out. How's everybody doing? I'll give my thoughts as we get into it. I'm just picking up a kid at work, so.
Real life gets in the way. It's pretty pesky, but what are you going to do? So the three of us are going to take you home for MMA. This is, as I mentioned, UFC 228 from Dallas, Texas. Main event, Tyron Woodley, Darren Till. We're missing our co-main event, which was Valentina Shevchenko. You know, her coronation ceremony to officially win the title against Nico Montano. We're not going to see that. We have a five-fight main card on pay-per-view, and it starts off with a fight that, for me, is the key in GPPs. It is Abdul Razak Al-Hassan, 8,300, taking on Nico Price at 7,900. The odds on this fight, Al-Hassan is still the favorite. This line's been back and forth. It's at minus 120. Price is at plus 110. This fight is minus 390 to end inside the distance, so obviously a fight we want to target in GPPs. Kyle, first up, what do you got for this fight?
Yeah, I love this fight for GPP. Definitely one of my favorites. I think it's going to end within the first two rounds. The way I see it is it's going to be Al-Hassan in the first round or Price is going to win. So I'm not exactly sure which way it's going to go. I ended up picking Price overall, but it's going to be a tough storm to weather for him. So I am a little bit nervous, but I'm pretty even on this fight. So I think I'm about 35% each guy. And I'm just hoping that whichever one wins, I have my other five in line and I can win a GPP that way. But this is one of my favorite fights to target. If you're going to do 100% on any fights, I think this would maybe be my favorite one.
Eric, how are you approaching this fight in cash games at all?
I'm not, as far as the cash perspective, I'm not really thinking of either one of these two. It's just too GPP using cash.
So I agree with all that. I also lean Price. Al-Hassan has a judoka background, but he can be taken down. We've seen Price get takedowns, but Price is also susceptible to getting hurt. I actually think that Al-Hassan has even less gas than Kyle said in the round. I think he's got about 3 minutes of gas, but that could be enough. I do think the winner here scores relatively highly. I think it's Al-Hassan by knockout early or Price takedown a submission. Or if anybody's going to guess, it would be Abdulrazak Al-Hassan. Personally, I'm also pretty even. I think I'm actually sided a little more towards Price. I am picking him straight up. I think he weathers the storm as he usually does, and he's a little cheaper. I'm somewhere in the ballpark of 60-40, 55-35, but this is a fight we really want to key in on tournaments, especially with the Stars and Scrubs construction is very viable this week with all the people, all the fighters people want to pay up for. This is the mid-range fight that I would target for sure. Off of that, we go to our next fight, which is one of the targets that I want to target the least. It is Jimmy Rivera at 8,400, taking on John Dodson at 7,800. John Dodson is the king of split decisions, and for me, he is just death to DFS. Jimmy Rivera is coming off of the knockout loss to Marlon Moraes. By the way, the line in this fight, Rivera is still the small favorite, minus 140. Dodson plus 130. Fight goes to decision is minus 300, so we should see a decision here. If we are going to see a finish at all, I would suspect it's Rivera's chin is gone. He's coming back quick after the knockout. But I'm not so sure on this one. I don't think this fight scores well. Kyle, you have a different opinion on it?
No, I think you pretty much nailed it. I'm going to lean Rivera to win it, but I think Dodson actually has the higher ceiling just because Rivera's a bit chinny, and if he's going to lose, I think it's going to be because he got knocked out. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think this is going to go to a decision, and I just see Rivera being the one that's pushing forward more. He'll be a little bit more active, and I think that's going to get him the judge's nod. But yeah, I'm not super interested in this in DraftKings. I guess I'd like Rivera more for cash and Dodson more for GPP, but you could fade it all together if you want to.
It's not a fight I'm interested in tournaments. And Eric, we look in this way in cash games, you have to think there's at least somewhat of a floor there, even though, you know.
I've been pretty good lately on pretty much just fading Dodson lately. It seems like lately, I mean, like he was known as like a little bit higher output. I don't know if he lands at the same rate as he used to, and it's likely to go to decision. This is probably going to be one. I'm working on my article after the pod. This is probably going to be one of the fights that I'm just going to fade.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And one last thing I want to mention is that when Rivera does score well in fights, it's through his wrestling, which he does have. But people forget John Dodson's a really good counter wrestler. It's how he stays on his feet in these fights and gets on his bike. It's a fight I really don't have much interest in. And for now, me and Kyle are agreeing on stuff. I suspect we're going to get that out of our system pretty soon.
Yeah, I checked out your article earlier. We're going to have some arguments later.
Sounds good. You know, I'm hoping they're past the free part of this and people tune in and people sign up to the Army just to hear us bicker.
Yes, sir.
Next up, we got Brandon Davis looking to catch a beating at 6,800, taking on Zabit Magomed Sharipov at 9,400. Magomed Sharipov with Shevchenko off the card now has the highest odds to win at minus 1050. Brandon Davis plus 850. I know Brandon Davis is tough. I mean, my quick skills breakdown, which I'll wrap up with some more if we get into it, but is Zabit just better everywhere, former Wushu guy? It's a matter of how much can you fit. Kyle, having tournaments, how much Zabit are you going to be able to squeeze into your lineups?
Well, with Shevchenko off now, I think he's going to be easily the most popular fighter out there. I think he might even hit 50%. So I want to be over 50%. I want to be over the field. I think he's going to get a finish. I think he's going to get it in the first few rounds. I mean, the first one or two rounds. I'm super impressed by Zabit. I think he's a future champion, and this is kind of a walk in the park, really. If he doesn't get knocked out, he's going to win this fight easily.
Eric, cash games, the beat, plug and play?
Yeah, I already had him in my lineup, even with Shevchenko. I actually had them both in my lineup originally. So, but yeah, I'm just locking him in. It's not a good idea to fade him in cash, not with his takedown upside and everything like that. I mean, he's probably one of the safest, if not the safest, to get a win.
Yeah, he should be the chalk here, but this is chalk that I am personally willing to eat. The fight, by the way, the over 1.5 round prop is -157. That seems a little high to me. I know Brandon Davis is super tough, one of those Mississippi Mean guys, but he's been tough against Henrique Barzola, who's a wrestler, and Steven Peterson, and Kyle Bachman, and Austin Arnett.
Did you see what Davis's odds are to win inside the distance?
Not good.
It's crazy. It's like +1265.
Yeah, so my point was I think Sharapov gets a finish here. That might actually, I'll leave that to the beat the bookie guys, but I thought the odds for 1.5 would be a little bit more inflated than they are. So Zabit's, I mean, sorry, nothing cute here for many of us.
I don't mind his inside the distance prop, at least on five dimes for Magomed is only -159. That's actually not bad.
And under 1.5 or under 1.5 rounds is +142, which is interesting. So people are expecting the accumulation, or Vegas is expecting the accumulation to get to Davis. As I was saying, nothing cute here. Zabit's the play, and look to differentiate in other spots. This is one where me and Kyle might have a conversation here. I haven't read your full article yet. I didn't get all the way to the bottom. Jessica Andrade, 9,100, taking on Karolina Kovalkiewicz at 7,100. Andrade, the big favorite, -440. Kovalkiewicz, +390. Under 2.5 rounds, +220. So the fight going to decision is -215. I'm not sure I agree with that, because Karolina had a hard time not getting subbed out real quick against Gedalia. And I think Andrade is just as good of a grappler there, and she's more relentless. She brings that pressure. I know Karolina has improved, but Andrade is in a spot here. I think a lot of that Shevchenko ownership is going to go to Zabit and Tatiana Suarez. I think Andrade could go a little under-owned here. I'm pretty interested in cash games and tournaments, but let's see what these guys have to say. We'll start with Kyle. I have heard a lot of Karolina love in the last 36 hours or so. Are you playing Karolina?
I do like some Karolina. I think everyone's talking about this fight like it's already over, like Andrade is just going to run through her. And I can see this being that parlay buster, but only if KK can keep it on the feet. She just needs to outwork Andrade, land straight punches while Andrade is throwing those loopy punches and don't get knocked out. And if she can keep it on the feet, I think she has a shot of winning. But if Andrade does take it to the ground, she's probably going to dominate this fight. And she could score very highly if that's the case. So I like both of them, but I'm going to be higher on Andrade in GPP. I think Carolina's a decent punt in both formats, but I think I'd prefer her in cash.
What are you thinking on the ownership of Andrade? What do you think it could be? And are you going to try and be over, underweight, or right on the money?
I'm going to guess it's going to be right around 30%. And I think I'm right around that myself. I might be slightly under.
Eric, do you have a problem rostering Andrade in cash games or
actually
Karolina?
I've been this is going to be interesting. I understand that it's only a 3-round fight. We're going to get to the main event later. I don't like stacking that. If I'm going to stack any fight, I actually don't mind stacking this in cash. Just because if it does go to decision, Carolina's going to add some significant strikes in Andrade if she gets the grappling. I still see you getting that 120-point score that you need. So I don't mind stacking it in cash, actually.
I'm not sure, but I get it. I don't think you need to go there this week. And there's another fight that I'd probably be more interested in stacking later. Kyle, what do you think of the stack? Just because I know sometimes you're prone to the double stack. Clearly not in play this week, but what are your thoughts on the stack on this fight? It's an interesting question.
Yeah, I actually touted that on Half the Battle. I said this would probably be the fight I want to stack the most. I just think it's going to go to a decision, and both these girls put up a high pace. So I could see 150 points coming from this fight in a decision. So I like that. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it, but if I was stacking, that's going to be the one I want to do.
Yeah, I think I'm on a slightly different wavelength here. I think it's more likely to end
inside the
distance.
Safer. Well, because the other way that I'm approaching it is, okay, so here's my thought process of a fight that we're going to get into later. Right now I have that person in, and I have the $100 salary to get up to Andrade with using KK because I already had her as my front. So I actually don't mind the stack. I think it's a little bit safe.
We still are not on the same page on what fight to stack, but we will get to that later. So it's really a question of, is Carolina going to keep improving? And can she stop the takedowns of Andrade? I think Andrade is going to be too much, but Vegas does agree with you guys that this fight goes to a decision. All right. Next up, our main event. It is Darren Till taking on Tyron Woodley. 8,100 apiece. This is our first real instance of line value here. Till is -140. Woodley is at +130. Over 4.5 rounds, -103, -105 goes to decision. So Vegas is actually, it's -125 to end inside the distance. So Vegas is slightly anticipating a finish. Till is massive for 170. Woodley is the champ, and I think he's an underrated champ. He hasn't had matchups to really shine. Two against Wonderboy, one against Damian Maya. I think he could use his wrestling here. But Till could also land something big. For me, this leans more as a GPP fight. It's a matter of locking in these exposures and ownership and just – they're both 8,100. Where are you going with this one, Kyle?
So I saw you were picking a side on this one, and I'm picking the other side. So I like Till here. I don't love this fight for DraftKings. I mean, if there's not – out in this fight, this is going to be awful to watch. It's just going to be Tyron Woodley backing up like he always does, and then Till playing it safe on the outside, and they're just going to do nothing. So I'm really hoping that there's a knockout, and I think it's Till's going to be the one that's more likely to do it. So I'm picking Till to win. I'm going to have definitely more of him, and I think I would avoid this fight in cash, but if I was going to use either one, it would definitely be Till. I'd take that odds value.
See, the odds value, but Woodley has the grappling upside. And for whatever reason, I'm just – that weight cut on Till, I'm not sure he can press the pace here. I think the prospect is rising too quick, too soon. And personally, so in – you know, I'm taking Woodley as the better DFS play for me. But I think I need to just be clear that I have a little bit of bias there because I really despise Darren Till as a person, and I know you can't bet that way. But overall, I didn't have, you know, I didn't need this fight a bunch. I had a little bit of room for it. I'm rooting for Woodley. And there is, you know, that grappling upside. And he's the champ at this point. Darren Till had a close fight against Bojan Velichkovic. Like, I get he's a massive 170er and a good prospect. I'm just pumping the brakes a little bit here. But I do totally agree. It's not something I want to be overexposed to. I also don't have this fight in cash, which is a weird feeling for a main event. Eric, am I on the right track with that?
Yeah, I don't agree with you. It's just, I mean, when you look at it, you're thinking, okay, 8.1K for both of them. You know, let's just lock in one. But they both have, I know I heard Kyle talking about this. I think, like, in the scores that they've gotten, like, recently in DraftKings, I don't think either one of them have. I think Till got, like, 60 or something in, like, a win, which is not good at all. So, I mean, it's just something I don't like the point. I'd rather do a little bit more stars and scrubs you for cash.
Going back, Kyle, a last thing. If you're playing, I think you're like me, a 20 lineup guy. If you're playing 20, what are you at right now, Till versus Woodley? I'm at, I think, 5 Woodley and 0 Till.
Well, I don't want to quite give that one away for
you
free.
You won't give that one away for free.
So let's come back at the end of the podcast, right, and I'll give out everything for the VIPs here.
Sneak peek. I give that one away, but I've mentioned it a few other places, and you can kind of read between the lines. Let's go this way for free. You can say, are you going to be underweight? What do you think? Actually, I won't ask you that. We will save that. What do you think the ownership is?
I'll give you my full ownership on VIP.
But you know, something I do want to get into, I think we can talk about for free, because it's something I was talking about with Sun Tzu. Everybody knows this fight for DFS, at least the sharper players know that it's not a great fight to target. But it's the main event. There's name recognition. It's a pay-per-view card with casual players. It's NFL opening weekend. What do we think the ownership on these guys is going to be? Anybody have a gauge on that? I can't make up my mind whether we're looking at, like, you know, 30-40 or typical main event where you get to see like a 50-40, or are they going to be under-owned in the 20s where they should
be? What are the average scores? A lot of times, some, like, the casual just look at what their average scores are. Who has the higher average scoring you get?
I think Woodley, but I think in this case it's name value. I think, and with the line value, I think Till's going to be a little higher owned. But for all those reasons I mentioned, I'm having a real hard time deciding on.
But is the casual person going to know Till? That's the problem. People are going to know Woodley. They're not going to know Till. The casual, I don't know if they know Till.
I don't know if they know Woodley. Like they just see main event. Kyle, what do you think on ownership? You think one's going to be higher owned than the other, or about the same?
I think this will be a lot less than usual main events. I think about 80% is usually what we see in main events combined, but I'm thinking maybe a combined of 70 on this one. But I do think it'll be pretty close. I would think that they would go towards the odds value, though. So maybe Till 5% or so more.
I agree with that, and that's actually another reason to like Woodley a little bit more. So, guys, that's it for the free portion of this podcast. As you can tell, on the VIP side, which we do every card, not just the pay-per-views, there's also articles that will discuss our specific ownership and plays. Good job, Kyle. Catch me on that one. Got to rein me in a little bit. I want to help out too much. But if you want to get all that stuff, and like I mentioned, all the other great content for all the daily fantasy sports,
plus our Domination and Research Station too, which is already up for the card too.
Yep. Domination Station is a lineup optimizer. Research Station, it's got all the props we kind of referenced earlier, stats pulled, all great stuff there. So join us on the other side, become a VIP, and if you're a VIP, stick around for a second. We will break down the rest of these fights.
Thank you for listening to the DFS Army Podcast. Join the DFS Army today and gain access to our private Slack chat, where you can chat with real DFS pros and coaches, as well as other DFS Army members with winning track records. Also included in your membership is access to our premium articles, DFS Army weighted projections for every sport we offer, from NFL to MMA, weekly player picks and cheat sheets, the strategy vault of timeless concepts, and the DFS Army Domination Station, a truly state-of-the-art lineup optimizer offering your personal projections or ours. The DFS Army membership is the best value across the industry. Join today and get 2 free ebooks, as well as the secrets to unlocking a new level to your game.